In the world of home remedies, prickly pear cactus is said to have medicinal properties. The rains have been unusually plentiful in South Texas this year, which has meant cactus is growing even more abundantly, and with it, a large bloom of prickly pears. NPR's John Burnett has this postcard about a man who practices the dying art of making cactus jelly.
If you're thinking that cactus jelly is some sort of tongue-piercing confection served at a penitential breakfast, you're all wrong. Prickly pear jelly is a southwestern delicacy, seldom made by hand anymore, but still cooked and put up every summer by Tony Ramirez, the medicine man of Laredo.
Just a nice little stand-up pearl here.
This lanky, soft-spoken man in jeans and a floppy hat squeezes between great spiny clumps of cactus until he finds one festooned with plum-colored buds.
Whenever you're making or picking pear for jelly, it's important to get some underripe pears for the pectin content. You want to pick ripe pears for the color because you want your jelly to be kind of red color, you know, as pretty as you can get it. So here's some that are kind of underripe, but they've got some color to them. These. Doing is with a pair of tongs, just picking them off and popping them in a bucket here.
Out here, where others curse the thorn brush and clear it for cattle and drilling rigs and Walmarts, Tony Ramirez sees something else.
When I walk through the brush, it's like walking through a drugstore. There's so much stuff out here.
Ramirez is a self-taught ethnobotanist and herbalist. Such is his expertise that the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio sends medical students to him to learn about the healing powers of desert plants. For more than 25 years, he has traveled the desert southwest in Mexico searching for medicinal plants and the stories behind them. Since none of it is written down, he has learned by talking to the old people. They have told him to use Palo Santo for asthma and whitebrush for kidney problems. They've showed him how to make a rinse from the sangre de drago root for scalp conditions, and how to make eye drops from the leaves of the mesquite tree for conjunctivitis. And the elders told him that prickly pear is good for you.
The deeper the color, the more medicinal benefit the pear is going to have. What they do, the benefits that they have, are they can prevent heart disease, stroke. They're a very powerful antioxidant.
All this, and it makes a tasty, tart jelly. Ramirez returns to the mobile home where he lives with his wife, Renee. It's surrounded by his lush subtropical garden, trees of pomegranates, grapefruit, lemons, bananas, and eucalyptus. He takes the freshly picked pears out of the bucket one by one and uses a brush to remove the tiny spines. Then he carries them inside.
Okay, what we're going to do now is slice up the pears and start to cook them, and then we're going to proceed on to the next step. I've got some already cooked, so we'll go right into pressing and making the jelly.
Loosely following his grandmother's recipe, he cuts the pears in half, boils them until tender, then he presses the fruit to extract the juice. To this, he adds pectin, lemon juice, lots of sugar, and some pear pulp for body. Then he pours the burgundy-colored liquid, which smells of cooked vegetables, into sterilized jars and tightly screws on the lids. Finally, he puts up the jars, and as the liquid cools, he hopes it sets and becomes jelly. The whole process, Ramirez admits, is a lot of trouble.
People just quit making it because it's tedious and time-consuming, and it seems like people don't have a lot of time for the basic fun things anymore. It's all, our pace of life is just too accelerated. And this is one of those things that's it's kind of neat because when you're done with it, I mean, you've been walking out in nature, you've been out in the brush, and then you end up with something that tastes good.
Something that tastes good, as well as something that you can only make in cactus country. John Burnett, NPR News.